Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, I want to thank you for being here on this live call tonight. This is Ken Marsh. This is Zuma's Health Education Call. And obviously on this call, if you've tuned in before, you realize we have some simple goals. That's hopefully to give you some education, information, and maybe in this case, in particular, side, maybe it's a little inspiration to have more health abundance in your life. You know, here we are. It is the beginning of December 2022, and you know, we just got past the Thanksgiving holiday. We're heading into the premium weeks of the holiday season, and I'll be candid and tell you that I'm excited. I love this time of the year. There's so many reasons to love this time of the year, whether it's gatherings with family and friends or whether it's holiday parties or activities or, heck, I just love the fact that, you know, I've got some cool Christmas decorations inside and outside my house, and it's the only time of the year I get to look at those. And so hopefully you have the same feeling of joy and happiness as we enter the holiday season. But, you know, the reality is, though, this can also be a little bit of a challenging time of the year as well, especially when it comes to our health. And so that is going to be a topic we're going to zero in on tonight. And I get to spend some time with a gentleman who I am proud to call a very good friend, somebody who's been a part of the Zuma family for a very long time. He's a member of our scientific advisory board. He's a doctor of chiropractic. He's a health and wellness expert, and I mean that in every sense of the word. And he's a pretty well-accomplished martial artist, which is why I don't ever tease him too much. I'm talking about our very own Dr. Michael Trulia, or as he's better known around here, Dr. T. Dr. T, are you with me?
I am. Can you hear me clearly this evening?
I sure can. It's always awesome to have you on the line, my friend. And I know we've got a cool topic tonight, especially since we are on the cusp of the holiday season. In fact, I think we're kind of in it at this point since we've officially passed the Thanksgiving holiday.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I know that challenge that we all face is, at least I know I do, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of people that can relate to this, is the fact that it's hard this time of the year to make good health decisions. It seems like every corner you turn in during the holiday season, there's somebody with some awful treats that we have during the holiday season, or you get, you know, invited to gatherings, and usually most of the food there is pretty unhealthy. And I just think to myself, you know, there's all kinds of temptations lurking around every corner, not to mention the fact that a lot of us are probably a little bit busier and sometimes maybe a little stressed this time of the year as well. So I know you've got some thoughts that you want to share on that tonight, so I'm going to let you kind of take the reins here.
All right, Dr. Marsh, thank you much, and thanks, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedule, especially this time of year, to get on the phone with us. And don't let Dr. Marsh fool you with whatever he thinks I know in the martial arts and such. He's one of my biggest guys that teases me and gets on my case and is not afraid to. So we have a good time with that, all, you know, all the way around, but that's what good friends are for. You know, again, I'm honored and proud to be a part of the Zuma family, and that the Zuma team has allowed me to take some time and share with you guys a few of my thoughts, especially this. To me, this is one of the, if not the greatest time of the year. As a Christian, you know, the celebration of Christ's birth is just an absolute amazing thing to me. And so with all that set to aside, let's talk about another great thing that happens to this year, and that's what Dr. Marsh was referring to, and that's all the fun and the food and the stuff. I mean, in my office, as Ken said, I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and so I'm not sure if it's a blessing or a curse this time of year. We have so many great friends coming through our office. And every week people are bringing us, you know, candies and cakes and cookies. and it is hard. Believe me, if you've met me, you know, I'm not like a string bean. I'm a big guy. So I like to partake some of those things. But so we have to learn how to modify those. And as Ken and I and Miss Liggy were talking about the topics for this get together, that's how we came up with the idea of to wait or not to wait. That is the question. And if you notice, of course, we spelled it two different ways. And the first phase is, it's this time of year, man. Come on, it's Christmas. If you're going to talk about exercise and nutrition and things that I should eat, why don't we wait until the, you know, after the new year? And many times we do this program after the first of the year, and we talk about the three biggest days of exercise. And before I get to that, let's talk about how we get to the three biggest days of exercise. And here's how I see how most of our years go. Let's back up to August, okay? It's the end of the summer. It's, you know, the dog days of summer. It's pretty warm in most of the places in the country. And, well, you know, we're winding down summer and we're getting ready to start a routine more, especially if you have kids and you got school or college and this thing. So on the food side, why don't we just go ahead and have a couple more picnics and a couple more parties and eat what we want, because we're going to have to be disciplined when we start the fall. Well, August zips by and let's start that program September 1st, but hey, whoa, wait, we've got Labor Day. And you know we're going to have a cookout. You know we're going to be invited to people's houses. We're going to have a few extra adult beverages. And, well, okay, so let's just wait till after Labor Day, and we'll get our program started. We'll wait to get that program started. And so next thing we know is we're back to work on our regular schedule. We're back to school. We're back to college. We're doing whatever it is we do. And okay, you got to start on Monday. I mean, that's just the program. So now let's wait to the following Monday. However, oh yeah, October's coming, but I can probably get in a good week of not eating as much and starting my workout and starting my activity. But somehow it slips into now we're in that middle to the end of October, and well, you know, you have Halloween, and the kids are going to bring home Halloween candy, or I'm going to be at a Halloween party, and then again, there's going to be adult beverages and Cokes and teas and drinks and food and all the wonderful stuff. So, okay, I'll just, right after Halloween, though, I'm definitely going to get started on my program. And so, you know, Halloween's gone and we're now moving into November. It gets a little brisk outside and feeling pretty good. And, you know, I know I need to get on my program. And I have to have more X2O. I know the guys talk to me about this X2O. So I need to really start pumping that up as part of my fitness program. But, you know, it's a little chilly and cool on a few of these days outside. So maybe an extra coffee or a cup of hot chocolate would taste a little better. So I'll just get that. But next week I'm going to start my program. So I will wait to begin my weight loss program and my fitness program. And, well, of course, now we're moving into Thanksgiving. And we know what happens there with the pumpkin pies and the cherry pies and all of the wonderful food and dressing and just the sides of the turkeys, the hams. You know, it's just wonderful. I made my first turkey breast on the grill this year, and it turned out really great. So actually, thanks to Dr. Marsh and his wife, they talked me into getting a Brookstone grill top, and man, I made a fabulous turkey on that thing. So, you know, many of us wait because it's Thanksgiving, but right after Thanksgiving, you know, I'm going to wait until right after Thanksgiving, and I'm going to get started, but, oh, wow, we got leftovers. Oh, crap, I forgot. There's a few pieces of pie left. So, okay, as soon as that's gone, then I'm in the zone. So you've got that week between Thanksgiving and December. So you decide again, I'm going to start December 1st. And just get a quick jump start. You know, I know Christmas is coming, but I got a few weeks. But, you know, then all of a sudden, again, all these desserts and things and friends are sending you stuff, and I'll just nibble on this or nibble on that. And, man, next thing we know, 5 to 10 to 15 pounds later, we've accumulated this weight, and it's not even Christmas yet. So, okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to wait till after Christmas. We're this far in, let's just wait till after Christmas. And we will definitely, absolutely start our program because, you know, I want a new pair of running shoes and I need a new running suit and my sweats and all this kind of stuff. So I want to look good when I'm training. So I'm going to wait yet again. And now we're at Christmas Day and we're excited because we have all these, you know, wonderful sweatbands and we are looking awesome. We've put this on, but there's some bulges in that suit where there shouldn't be bulges. And we're thinking, okay, I need to, you know, break this workout suit in. But, hey, you know, we're going to have New Year's Eve just in a few days. So I'm going to wait until January the 2nd. And so as I've looked around the country and looked at the statistics, we have found that the three biggest days of exercise are January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. This is the year I'm going to, you know, I've been since now August putting this off, starting a little bit, but not really getting in the routine. But now I'm going to get in my routine. So what begins to happen is we decide we're going to eat nothing. And we're going to go full bore on exercise that you have not done in 6 months to a year. And so January 2nd, you take off and you're looking good in your brand new sweatsuit and you're looking fine with all the bulges in the wrong places. And you're feeling kind of really good, actually. However, that's January 2nd. January 3rd, you go out to do this same thing, your run or whatever it is you're doing. And you're not moving quite as swiftly because you didn't have much to eat or you didn't eat the right things, and your gait and your running is just a little bit slower than it was on January 2nd. January 4th, you get up and you can't even hardly move. But you get out there because you've given yourself this dedication, and now your knees hurt and your back hurts and your everything you have hurts, and you're wondering how can this possibly be. You're starving to death because you haven't eaten that much. You're trying to lose this weight. And the problem is, by the fourth day, most people give up. That soon in the new year, and definitely before the end of January, most people's New Year's resolutions are gone. So as Dr. Marsh and I and the team have talked, why not start this program a little earlier? Let's start rethinking our thinking. You know, in my office, when I have patients, let's say, who are soda-holics, they'll drink 6 or 7 or 8 sodas a day, believe it or not. In the beginning, I would try to have them go cold turkey. But what I found was, let's take baby steps. That's really important. Let's do that. Let's look at a slow, methodical way to get the weight down, to not go into detox so fast. And so what I tell them to do is take a 6, 8, 10, 12 ounce Coke, if that's their passion or their poison, and buy a screw top Coke. Fill up a 20-ounce bottle of X2O, our 24 ounces in our bottle. Fill that up, and when you feel like you need a soda, take one or two little sips, put the screw top back on, and then drink at least 10 ounces of water at that time. And you have the flavor for those one or two sips out of the bottle, but you feel full. So I thought, well, why don't we apply that to many things that we do with our foods that we like to eat? Instead of eating, you know, a whole box of cookies, okay, eat one or two, but then drink, let's say, 20 ounces of or 10 ounces of our X2O water. And again, because what happens is we think we're hungry, we think we're not full, but we're filling on bad things, these cookies, Cokes, whatever the poison may be. There are 5 major factors if you're going to start your fitness program that we talk about all the time. Cardiovascular, flexibility, muscle balance, endurance, and strength are the 5 main keys and components. And I'm not going to break all those down now like I normally do. I know we have them on some past recordings, and if anybody needs that, we'll get it to you. But the point is, you have to have a complete program. But here's the reality. Many people go to gyms and say, okay, Mr. Trainer, Miss Trainer, get me in shape. And again, I love them. They're great people. But many times they're just trained in the fitness end, and they make, in my opinion, a very huge mistake because we are not all the same. We are not, our body types are not the same. Our training levels are not the same. So you have to find your level of where you need to start. And for me, that's extremely slow and work up. Start with baby steps and work up. But one of the points is that I go to these gyms and people have back pain and all this, and I hear the gym instructor say, okay, you need to really work on that core. We need to strengthen up that core. We need to get you stronger. And yes, strength is a very important part, but I find most of us, relatively speaking, are fairly strong, but it's our flexibility that doesn't match our strength. And when that flexibility in your body, be it upper or lower, does not match your strength, you're actually causing more long-term damage than good. So start implementing a very small, slow stretching program. I know Dr. Marsh we were with each other. I can't remember if we were together or talking on the phone some time ago. And, you know, and he talked about his extra stretching and some yoga stuff that he was doing, which was absolutely great in that he started noticing some difference. And it's the regularity of it. It's not the high intensity, But like I have people do like a knee cross chest stretch and pulling up their leg behind them. But I have them just do two each. But the important thing is 3 to 5 times throughout the day. Remember, you can store fat in degeneration. You cannot store fitness and health. And that's why we talk about it's easy to lose it. In 2 to 4 days, you'll already start losing your gains if you're not doing something on somewhat of a regular basis. So now let's drop the subject down from fitness, because many of us make the mistake, we turn our fitness program into what we think is going to be a weight loss program. And the reality is, yes, exercise will truly indeed help with your weight loss. But without the nutrition, to me, is the most important part if your goal is to lose weight. It's about the calories and the quality of those calories. That's why so many people get so starvingly hungry during their program, because they're not having a proper amount of nutrients throughout the day. So number one, your baseline is, of course, that what we always go back to is hydration. You need that hydration, because every single cell of your body needs to be hydrated. And so I have preached since day one, and I've been with the company since Zuma was formed and started, almost since day one. And once I understood this concept of proper hydration, proper pH, proper mineralization, then this X2O product became my absolute foundational go-to. If you could only pick one product, this is just me, this is not Zuma speaking, but X2O is our foundational product and program. And as much as I would love it, I would love for that to be the end-all, be-all, but every one of us on the line and every one of us that's in the company, we're all at a different stage. And so that's why we have, you know, people ask me, well, why do you have so many different supplements if this X2O you claim is so good? Because our body is more than that. That's the foundation. I mean, your feet are extremely, extremely important, but they're not much good without your legs. They're not much good without your upper torso or your arms. So everything has a function and has a purpose. So getting back to the weight loss program, what can we do to speed that up? Well, let's make sure the body is functioning properly, and that's why you want to use that X2O as your foundation and drinking enough, being hydrated throughout the day, because it's important that you carry the toxins out of the body as well as giving nutrition to the cellular structure. But let's go one step further. I tell you, Zuma has been just amazing for me personally in many different ways. Some of you have heard some of my stories, and I don't want to get off on that tonight, but what I do want to tell you is I'm extremely impressed, because I thought I was pretty well foundationally, had everything that I needed with the equipment, which is the nutrients that Zuma has provided for me. But when Ken started talking some time ago, gosh, it might have even been 2 years ago in our beginning conversations, but as he started formulating and working with this Zyome 365, I thought, well, in some of my notes back to him, he was asking me, do I see any downside to this? And I said, well, I think people are going to get a little confused. I don't know if we need the probiotics that we already have. The pre and post is in there. I'm not sure if this is so much a duplicatable product or a duplication in product, but I have to tell you that I've been on the product for about, I don't know, maybe 2 months, give or take, at this point in time. And I take it, you know, for me, I use it at lunchtime. It acts as a filler, but it also, it gives me a feeling of completeness and of fullness, but it's not going to give you, if some of you are worried about like diarrhea or bloating or gas. For most people, it will not do that. Now, I'm not going to say all. It depends on where your system is at the time. But it's very important that you get that good gut working, all the microbiomes that are in the gut, and everything that you're trying to do to utilize all of your nutrients starts getting processed in the gut when you swallow whatever it is you're swallowing. So for me now, my combination that has worked out wonderfully for me, and I'm just now getting it together, I take many, many, many of the Zuma products, but I really like doing my probiotics in the evening. Like just before I got on this phone, I took my probiotic. And I try to take it every evening about this time and before bedtime. And then tomorrow at lunchtime, I'll take my Zyome. product and mix it with some water. Again, it's filling. I eat a little lunch maybe. Sometimes I'll have some oatmeal with some fruit, and just I feel great in the afternoon going into the evening. I'll take a little snack to back to the office and have some a tangerine or what, you know, whatever it is, some nuts, whatever, and feel really good until dinner time. So I'm telling you, those of you who want to begin to lose weight, elimination is just as important as your intake. And this Zyome and your probiotic combination is really powerful. And get with your upline and talk to them about your particular conditioning system. They may not feel like you need both. But take a serious look at it and see that you do. Now, we talked about people, you know, that January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So what they do is they'll lose some weight over the next few days. And I always joke on these calls, I have, forget Zuma, forget all that, I have the best weight loss program you could ever have. Come to my office. I chain you to my pole downstairs. I give you one slice of bread and some water during your day. Within a week, you're going to lose quite a little bit of weight. You'll be extremely sick. You will not be healthy. But if losing weight, so you have to be careful of what is your purpose. You want to lose, if that's your purpose, to lose some pounds, you can do that, but you need to look at it because let's get back again to my primary purpose of life. What is that? And that is I want to be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, but I don't want to exist. I want to live. And to do that, I have to feed this system daily because, again, as you've heard me speak, I feel like the body is at war every single day. I don't care how great you feel tomorrow morning when you wake up, but your body still is at war. All that bad bacteria is in your gut. You have millions and millions of germs hitting you every day, and that's why it was such a joke to me about this mask thing and all that kind of garbage that went on for 2 years, because there's billions of germs that surround you every day, and those little masks are not stopping them. You know, we've had the flu. We've had all these things. So germs many times are not necessarily the bad guy. We've got to take in so many so your body, the immune system, learns how to fight all that stuff. That's another story for another day. But the point is you need to nutritionally, when I get up in the morning and I start my day, I'm about a half hour to 45 minutes downstairs putting together everything that I'm going to take that day between my X2O and all of my nutrients, my life source, my, you know, everything that I take, because I am preparing my body for the war that's going to happen that day. I'm going to be around people who do have colds. You know, our office sees around a couple of hundred visits a week. And so can you imagine how many of those people are truly sick, who have the flu, who have COVID, who has whatever the latest, you know, XYZ disease is? My body has to be ready to fight that. I mean, have you ever wondered if you go in a hospital why these three doctors are sick, but the next three are not? They're in the same hospital. They're around the same amount of patients. How does that happen? How do these nurses get sick and these nurses don't? It's because of the individual immune system. That immune system comes from the health and the nutrients of the body, feeding it properly. And I'm not saying that you'll never get sick, but what I am saying that if you do, that sickness period of time should be shorter and not quite as intense in most of the cases. And that's what it's all about, being able to fight back and being able to live, not just exist. So let's go back to some of the nutrients, and I'm going to have Ken talk about this in a little bit. But so it's eating the proper amount of protein throughout your day, getting the proper amount of nutrients. And again, like I said, for me, the foundation has to be the X2O. But we have, and then now we're working on the gut health, some things that I just spoke about. But the next level is, okay, what can I put in my body that's filling, yet highly nutritional, and I'm getting the nutrition that I need, yet using my own body and burning the bad fat and getting rid of it? And that's the Metabolize product. And Ken's going to talk about that, and he privileged me to take a look at the our newsletter that's coming out, I think, tomorrow, I think it is. And there's some great information in there, and I like the part, by the way, Dr. Marsh, about the blast and the ice cubes and the popsicle sticks. I thought that was a great idea, great for kids, great way to get them started on the product. I never really thought about using that combination. So we're going to talk a little bit about Metabolize and add it to your meals. Make sure that you're getting enough nutrients throughout your day don't just eat. You know, people say, well, 3,500 calories equals a pound, so if I just cut that back, then I'm going to be good. Again, yes, you will be good by cutting it back if your goal is to lose weight, but you may not be healthy, and that's the point of Metabolize. That's the point of our other nutrients, that if you're going to lose weight, you want to lose it in the most powerful, effective, and efficient way possible. And I find the Metabolize program is a fantastic, easy shake that you can make very quickly, put it together, and again, but it's giving you the nutrients that your body needs to not be tearing it down, but to build it up as you're burning the fat, as you're losing the weight. And we've had people I know that have lost 5 or 10 pounds, and I know people who've lost over 100 pounds using the Metabolize. So it just depends on your purpose and how many times a day you need to use it and what you're using for your supplement. But again, let's go back to the misconception about this 3,500 calories equals a pound. It does indeed, but it's much different if you're eating 3,500 calories of, let's say, a complex carb and some steak, that kind of thing, versus 3,500 calories of potato chips. You know, they're both 3,500 pounds. Remember, which is heavier, a pound of steel or a pound of feathers? You know, it took my granddaughter quite a while for me to explain to her they're both equal because a pound is a pound. But what's the quality of that pound? So don't get confused on just calorie counting, because what is in those calories? And again, the great thing is Metabolize is made to help you burn, have that system burning at a high rate of speed, and yet burning effectively and giving you the nutrients that you need for your body. So make today, literally today, I challenge all of us, including myself, to start a better program today. Don't wait for Christmas to start. Don't wait for the New Year's to begin. But we have some exciting programs through Zuma that can help you start on your gut health and get your jump start, because I'm telling you, if you start it now and even lose 5 pounds, and again, I'll close with this. I have in my office all the time, people say to me that they're 50 and 75 and 100 pounds overweight. And they'll say to me, well, 5 pounds, man, doc, I want to lose more than 5 pounds. I'll tell them I understand that. But what I want you to do the next time you go to a grocery store and you're going to buy a week's worth of groceries, first thing I want you to do is go to the sugar aisle and pick up a 5-pound bag of sugar. And I want you to carry that 5-pound bag of sugar through the grocery store as you're doing your shopping and see how much more out of breath and fatigued you are, because that little bit of 5 pounds that you think is nothing to lose is tremendous amount to lose. I don't care how much you do need to lose, but it's your start. It's your beginning point. So we're highly, you know, excited for those of you that are interested in your health and want to get well. And I encourage you not to wait till January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, but start tomorrow after this tonight's call. Get your list together of what you need. Get your Zuma products. Start having sent to you tomorrow. By the end of the week, you'll be ready to rock and roll. And if you only lose that 5 pounds between now and January 2nd and then continue your program, not only will you have a wonderful jump start to your health, but you're going to feel very happy about who you are with your small amount of success moving to a larger success each week. And with that, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a fabulous New Year. We're excited about the possibilities and things that Zuma has in mind for you. And the most important part is your health. Who are you? Where do you want to be? Where are you now? Don't worry about where you've been. Just worry about where you are now, where you want to go. Get with your upline and write a plan of action to get you there. God bless everybody. Dr. Marsh, I will turn it over to you.
Dr. T, that was awesome. Great information tonight. And guys, I will just, you know, reiterate what Dr. T said in one aspect. We're not saying to you don't enjoy the holiday season. We're certainly suggesting, hey, that let's enjoy. Let's indulge when necessary and when appropriate. But let's also try to monitor and if you can't, you know, lose weight during December, at least, you know, make it a goal not to gain any weight if possible. And that definitely takes some focus. It takes, and it does. I like what you said, Dr. D. It definitely takes a little bit of focus in many areas, you know, staying active and eating, you know, appropriately when we're not engaged in these holiday activities, and, you know, staying on our Zuma products and keeping the body in good nutritional health. You know, I mean, all those things count, and all those things work towards keeping us from gaining too much weight, or hopefully maybe if possible, maybe losing even a little bit. And while that may sound crazy to some of you who typically gain weight during the holiday season, like the vast majority of Americans do, who knows, maybe this could be a different year for you, a new start. But one of the things that we do know that is absolutely true in Zuma's product line, and I want to end the call tonight on this so everybody's up to speed, is we know that when it comes to losing weight, it's really not about the weight as much as it is about the body fat. Everybody says they want to lose weight, and that's true, but really at the core of it, what everybody really wants to lose is body fat, because it's body fat that is going to lead to a lot of unhealthy conditions in the body. It's excess body fat that makes us not so excited about maybe what we see in the mirror or the way our clothes are fitting. So really, we want to make fat disappear. And by default, we lose weight because of that. So one of the things that's absolutely true in Zuma's line is we have what I believe to be one of the most comprehensive weight management, more specifically fat loss systems available in the marketplace today. And the best part about it is it's been in our line for over 10 years now. And the reason it's been in Zuma's line for 10 years, quite honestly, is because it works. It flat out works. It was built around real science, real metabolic studies, and real information that talks about how the body naturally is inclined to use fat as its primary energy source. And that's the basis of your metabolite system. So if we can all agree that it's not just weight we want to lose, but it's really the body fat, and if we can get the body fat to be the first choice that our bodies reach for when it comes to fuel, and the body can burn that fat for fuel, then we become thinner, we become fitter, we become healthier. It's the way the body should lose weight, and it's unlike what most diet programs promote. It's unlike what you're going to see commercials on television or on the internet for as we get into what is known commonly in the supplement industry as weight loss season. So, guys, you have in Zuma an incredible system in the Metabolize program, and I know it works, not just because it's been in Zuma's line for over 10 years, but there isn't a month that goes by that we don't get new, fresh testimonies from people who have suddenly discovered the Metabolize system and have put it to use and lost weight and lost inches and shed body fat. So I'm going to encourage you to make sure you pick up a Metabolize package for yourself this month. Here's why. This month, we're actually making it as affordable as we possibly can. In fact, it's the lowest pricing we've had in a year on the Metabolize products. So you'll be able to see, as of tomorrow morning, we're going to send out an email with a link to our new newsletter for the month of December, and you're going to see some incredible opportunities to save 60, save 90, save $125 on the Zuma weight management weight loss packages. And the reason we're doing that is because we know most people are focusing already, even though we're not even near January 1st yet, are already focusing on and talking about, come the first of the year, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get rid of these excess holiday pounds, I'm going to get back in my health space, and I'm going to get back in shape. And so that's just human nature. Most of us are already thinking that. And a lot of us might not have thought about it until this call tonight, but getting a little bit of jumpstart on that isn't a bad idea at all. Even if you waited till after January 1st, you want to have Metabolize in your hand as you start the new year so that you can hit the ground running. So that's why in the month of December, you'll be able to buy a Metabolize package for less money than you've been able to buy in a year. And it's only going to last month of December, so I hope you'll take advantage of that. It's our way of trying to make a small investment in you in hopes that we can help you reach whatever those health and fitness goals are that you're going to set for yourself after the beginning of the new year. And maybe, again, some of you will even start this process in the month of December and break a little bit of that holiday tradition that so many of us have experienced over the years. So, guys, definitely appreciate you taking your time to be on this live call tonight. Dr. T, as always, I appreciate your time and your talents and your willingness to share your knowledge with us. Thank you for everything you do as well.
Well, thank you back, brother. And again, for those of you out there, this offer is really, really awesome. So don't forget, you know, most of us don't need another tie or something, and you have family members that want to have something, you want to give them something of power. it's really interesting, you know, if you broke out a metabolized package to give to someone that's spoken with you about, you know, I just feel lethargic. I just want to feel better in the new year. What a great gift to even give friends. This would be the time to stock up on that. Thank you, Ken.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. C, thank you. Folks, thanks for being on this live call tonight. Remember, first and third Thursday every single month, we'll be doing another call 2 weeks from today. It'll be the last one of the year. I encourage you to be on that call. And until then, folks, take care, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.